because
are we supposed to do the PSA now?
I know we're
going
to PSA, but you could say your favorite first.
Well, it doesn't have a name, but I use it on the song Glover Park that we might play later.
Well, can't see it either. If you play it, you update us.
You can see. Well, no one at home can see it.
All right.
Y'all gonna play a nice back.
Shall I do the honors?
Enjoy something.
Some selection music.
All right, backing track. Oh, do we have to? Oh, we're playing a backing track.
I would like a backing track to this.
G? Sure. Major, minor.
Minor.
No major.
All right, keep it going. Ever have a ringing in your ear? Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or a rock concert can cause tinnitus and permanent hearing loss. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the USA. The louder a sound is and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. The CDC recommends the following guidelines to prevent hearing loss. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using headphones. Your loved ones will thank you. This message brought to you by your volume-aware DJs and the band Ruminations at WRUV FM Burlington.
Lovely.
The Wii Shop channel.
Yeah, I was getting
very nice.
Did the Wii Shop theme for the when we get back.
What is the Wii Shop one?
Have you guys? There's like a whole album that a guy did of like made up. Well, no, the sports aren't made up, but like he did extra Wii songs for like other sports, like a volleyball one and like a all kinds of different ones.
The Mario one.
It's awesome. On the bass is sick. That's like Mario Kart.
I was gonna ask if he knew the Mii channel.
Oh, the Mii channel.
Do 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 do. Beautiful.
All right.
Glad we did that.
And with that.
All right, we're gonna carry on.
Yeah, give us another tune.
Instrumental. And it's actually pronounced Glover Park, which I named after a neighborhood in Washington, D.C. I lived in for just a little less than 6 months. It's actually where Ian MacKay from Fugazi grew up and where the first Discord house
Shout out.
Is. So this is Glover Park.
And this is my favorite percussion instrument, which I have here. It came out of the inside of a toy piano. And for those who can't see it, it is basically a thick piece of metal with a bunch of little metal thin rods coming out of it that are all tuned to different notes.
Whoa.
Follow us on Instagram. And
did you tune them? Like
a full rundown.
Each rod? That's
Ben's,
crazy.
Ben's rig.
Let's do that.
Someone tune them. Okay.
Thank you.
awesome job. I really like that one. I love the bass.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed that little thingy as well.
We're moving to.
Really added to it in my opinion.
Oh yeah, sure.
The thingy. Is that that? Is
of
that
course.
What it's called?
The
thingy.
I
the
like
thingy. The MacGuffin.
The Wii music really got me thinking. I kind of wonder, how would you guys feel about soundtracking a movie?
I would love it. You know, drop it in the chat if you have a project,
yeah,
even if
directors.
It's just a student project.
Yeah,
actually, that could use some music.
I have scored a couple short films.
Oh wow!
With some friends of mine before. It's really fun. It's a very different way of thinking of making music. It's all. I mean, it's kind of like writing music when there are already lyrics in place that cannot be changed. It's like it's an interesting puzzle to be solved.
Yes,
I feel like it's a different skill set because like the first couple movies that Trent Reznor scored, it was like it's not quite Nine Inch Nails. It's not quite a movie score. It's interesting, but it's still like too distracting from, I think that maybe that's the secret.
Yeah, it has to, it's interesting trying to not pull too much attention and sort of serve something else with the song. But
you know, fantastic film scorer is Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead.
This is true.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Anybody know the movie There Will Be Blood?
Yes. Phantom Thread, too.
Phantom
great,
Thread. Yeah, yeah.
Great soundtrack.
Listen, to, I mean, like, watch all those movies, please. Some of the most jarring and uncomfortable scores you'll ever hear.
Yeah, there's
that's
a
what
new
I
PTA
hear.
Movie coming out in the fall. It's like, got Tom Cruise in it, Paul Thomas Anderson.
No, it's got Leo
say,
in it.
Back me in PTA.
It's got Leo in it. It doesn't have Tom Cruise
and,
in it.
Yeah, yeah. Teachers.
A PTA movie.
I don't know what that is.
PTA?
Paul Thomas Anderson?
Paul Thomas
Visionary
Anderson?
Director.
There Will Be Blood.
Inherent Vice.
Boogie Nights, yeah.
Yeah, Boogie Nights is great.
Well, if
Heart
you guys...
Eight,
if you ha- if you like
love.
Could choose a movie now, like, that exists already, like, that you... If you could do the soundtrack for one of those movies, like, what movie would you want to do it for?
Ziga Vertov, Man with a Movie Camera. Partly because it's public domain and partly because it's just a cool early montage film that's
yeah.
really fascinating.
I was going to say, like, something from German Expressionism.
Very close.
Also
wow.
public domain. You know, the music would have been unique to any given showing because it was someone on an organ. And there might have been some written music, but a lot of times there wasn't. So.
Very cool.
Dive into F.W. Murnau's work. Let's go.
You guys are really stunting on my movie knowledge right now with the German Expressionism shout-outs.
I took one, maybe two film classes in college.
I'd rescore Shrek.
I have zero.
The third?
Yeah, you did.
I'd do the second.
Yeah.
I feel like our band could do some sci-fi stuff. We could do Blade Runner or like RoboCop, something like that.
You could. We could, but we could also do Shrek, too.
We might do that when we do a creative masterpiece. Like
yeah,
that.
We'll do
Shrek
one
two
of
is
the...
good.
It was.
It is?
Shrek 3?
I haven't seen it since I was a child. I've seen Shrek 2 since I was a child, and it is good.
It's good.
But it also, you know, I shouldn't... The problem with... you know what, though? Shrek 3 needs a better soundtrack. Shrek 1 and 2, absolutely
oh,
yeah. killer
That's
soundtracks.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Shrek 1 and 2, killer soundtracks.
We could have elevated it, and we still can.
Shrek 1 has a great soundtrack.
Yeah, but Shrek 2 has Tom Waits and Nick Cave and David Bowie.
Yeah.
And what's her name
is
who
that
did
it? Taylor?
Well, it doesn't have her, but it has one of her
songs.
Yeah. But it has Imogen Heap. That was her name.
What?
That's sick.
It does?
Yeah. She does a cover of that Bonnie Tyler song.
I didn't know it was her.
Not the one that's in the movie. The one that plays over the credits that's all like a cappella-y.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Wow.
In a perfect world, UVM offers a course in music for and cinema.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good course.
Sound person Elise, do we have a new guitar joining the club?
Well, we're on top of it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Elise is on the ones and twos.
Nice and nice, nice, nice. You could pan the two guitars to the left and right a little bit if you wanted to, even.
have you ever considered...
The first batch of songs were from the album we plan to record this summer. And we're going to come back to one more song from that set maybe at the end. But now we're going to go back to an album I released in... Was it just last July? I guess July of 2024.
This album was called Machine Age Exhibition, and it was actually before most of these guys joined the band. But yeah, these are a lot of fun to play, and take it away with this one, which is called The Chaos Game.
Of me at your feet, vanity absolutely. abrasive, wipe it clean. Self-portrait drawn by a chaotic system.
Awesome job. Really like the effects on the guitar.
No one heard that.
Super cool.
I have to talk about right now. I got to talk about Josh over here. Cause,
yeah, we do.
Why?
Because he plays the bass really good, and I never tell him how good he plays it because I'm jealous. Not really, but, you know, I just realized I never talk about, Josh, you really play the bass good when you play it.
Thank you, Ben.
Because you like the fills you do on some of those songs like Pogo in a Rock and what was last, Beautiful Things.
Thank you. I'm flattered and bashful for the for the crowd. No, thank you, Ben. You're an incredibly talented musician yourself. And
let the record show that Ruminations are comfortable talking about and sharing their feelings.
Yes.
That's very good. You know, I'm proud of that.
You know, I will say your bass playing was not too bad either. Maybe. Better than mine. That's
well,
for sure.
No.
I don't know how to play the bass.
Well, you guys each, Ben, you and Josh each bring something different
right.
to the bass.
Yeah.
So I can't, in a lot of ways, I couldn't imagine him playing your parts on these songs and vice versa.
Mm. It sounded all wrong when we tried. Did we try? I don't remember. We must have tried like one, and I was like a little bit lukewarm on it.
Lukewarm. yeah.
Our drummer's name's Luke, in case you forgot.
I have a question kind of regarding a similar thing where, like, when you're writing songs, you know, there's definitely probably ideas that you get. You're like, I don't even know how to, like, play this live. When you get to that spot, are you just like, I have to change it? Or are you're like, you know, it's a brick wall. I just have to, like, bash my head into the brick wall and just, you know, learn it.
Yeah. So the process is a lot of times I find fragments of riffs on my iPad from, like, 2, 3, you know, going way back. And I'll just go back through and listen. And I'll be like, what am I doing? What? And I don't even know what tuning I'm in a lot of times. And I have to, like, feel like, why didn't I make a note about what tuning I was in at least? So that's like the first step is just being able to play on guitar, something I've already like come up with a while ago.
Yeah.
And then once I've done that, I generally like run the riffs down and think about the arrangements and we'll lay down a rough just music demo. And then over the top of that, I'll hum some melodies and then figure out words that will go with those melodies. And then it's a trick to your question. Like, okay, now I recorded a vocal part separately from the guitars, and now I need to, like, put those two things together. So it's just, like, practice and different, you know, patting your head, rubbing your tummy at the same time sort of thing. I mean, it's nothing so complex. It's like Geddy Lee. But there's a lot of syncopated things that you have to get it to the point where you know, you're not thinking about it, or at least you're not thinking about what your hands are doing while you're singing something.
Josh, do you know any Geddy Lee riffs?
I do.
Yeah. See, it's disappointing because I don't, and I'm holding the bass now.
Have you found... May I take another question?
Of course.
From within the band. How have you found the process has differed in writing these songs sort of with a group of musicians in mind, as opposed to starting from kind of multi-tracking and recording yourself and then getting the band in after it?
Yeah. Well, Brendan, like what you bring, you come up with ideas that I would never think of to play either on guitar or keyboards. And I'd say the process has been different because, Brendan, both you and Josh understand music theory better than I do, as well as Luke when it comes to like counting out odd time signatures.
What?
fist bump between the two. So yeah, sometimes you're able to like translate what I'm actually doing. Like I can sort of feel it, and I know what I want it to sound like in my head, but I would never be able to like transcribe it or explain it. So I think that helps the process, that you can sort of take apart, and then, you know, Josh will throw in some 6/9 or, you know, flatted fifth,
six,
you know,
nine
chords.
Josh is the tallest member of the band. He is 6'9".
He's actually, we had to take out one of the ceiling
tiles. He has to duck while he's in here.
So,
Brendan's taking his shoes off, I've just realized.
I cannot, this is a fun fact about me, I cannot play piano with shoes on. I have to take them off everywhere I play because I cannot pedal with shoes on. I don't know what it is, but just like I said this last time I was here, I'm like a very tactile musician.
Yeah.
Like if it feels wrong to me, like no matter how good it sounds, I am distracted the whole time.
Did you learn? You were self-taught, so you must have self-taught yourself barefoot.
Yeah, because I was playing just like in like my house or whatever. Like I was not playing out at gigs and things, so I just I got used to how it feels to pedal like with socks on or something. Like because I can't, I also play standing up all the time, so like I need to be able to find it with my feet very easily. It's almost like trying to find on a touch screen in the car, like look for a knob as opposed to like, oh, there's actually like a physical knob. Like
I'm picturing Brendan as Schroeder sitting at the little baby piano.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
There's like athletes like that too that are like, you know, if they don't have the right like shoes on or like don't have their hands taped up in a certain way, they're like, I can't play basketball or whatever. And you know, it's not even like a, it's just like a, you know, mental thing.
Yeah.
Mental block. And you need those shoes off. You gotta let the dogs out.
Gotta let them dogs out. It's true.
Awesome.
So we're going deep into the creative process here.
It's true. Yeah, let's talk about what other articles of clothing we have off in the studio right now.
We have off.
Yeah.
We're only going to talk about what clothes we're not wearing. Yeah.
I've had my hat off all day since I woke up this morning.
All right, brag.
I've never had a hat on all day.
All right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I was going to say I don't even own a hat. That's not quite true, but I can't think of the last time I've worn one.
That is crazy that you met. Wait. You don't own a hat, or you might? You're just not sure.
I can think of two hats that I own.
Okay. Because honestly, I think it would be a little crazy if you went through life without like owning a hat.
And I'll make you a hat. I'll make you the one and only Ruminations hat.
I could join Men like Without that. Hats.
Yeah. You can get some merch.
But I mean, even Men Without Hats, they must
have
owned a hat sometime.
Oh, if you go to the Wikipedia page for Men Without Hats and look at the photo, the lead singer's wearing a hat in it.
Awesome.
Yeah, another Brendan fun fact is he actually made a lot of the clothes that he's wearing at any given
whole fit.
That's gig. Awesome.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The whole fit.
Yeah. Except actually, socks, I don't remember the shirt. No, I made the hat.
Socks.
No, not socks.
Okay.
I have knit socks before, but not these.
Right. And the socks count as part of the fit because you're not wearing the shoes, which you also didn't make.
It's true. I have made one shoe before. Folks were...
Only one.
I sort of wanted to see if I could do it. And
okay.
Then I was like, yeah, I can do it. I don't actually want to wear these.
Well,
yeah.
It's like Jurassic Park. I don't know the actual quote, so I'm not going to just try.
It is like Jurassic Park.
Awesome.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Chat right in if you know what Ben's talking about.
You asked if you could do it before you asked if you should do it.
Oh.
If you should.
That's I thought they were talking about like single shoes in Jurassic Park.
That's what that movie was actually about. Yeah.
Those of you just tuning in, this is WRUV's Fashion Showcase.
It's talk.
Hi, we're Ruminations.
We're trying to transition out of the music scene into the local fashion scene that's emerging out of Burlington.
It's true, in this very room.
Yeah. One of the pioneers,
in fact. There's one person in this band who really is fashionable, and it is Brendan. I'm not talking... I shouldn't... You know what? It's not fair. Because sometimes I talk self-deprecatingly about myself, and then I include someone else in it who didn't agree to it, and then I feel bad.
Everyone else is catching strays.
No, but this is 100%, 100% accurate.
Fun fact for the audience, Luke and I came to the last show wearing the exact inverse of each other's. I had brown corduroys on, or I had khaki corduroys on the bottom, brown corduroy on top. He had the exact inverse. It was great.
That's great. If only the rest of us had colluded in such a way.
Get your earth tones in check, Mom.
I always like when new bandmates text me about, like, what's the dress code for the, what should we wear for the show? And I'll just be like, rock and roll. Just no shorts, no Crocs.
Wow, that is a pointed attack at my bassist, Eli. Croc lover.
And me, but we don't need to get into that.
This is, again, just like you need to take your shoes off for piano, playing bass at a certain caliber, you need to wear Crocs. Yeah. You need perforation.
You need grip.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's true.
You need that grippy.
All right. It sounds like Ben's bass wants to make some more music.
Let me play.
We should do a song.
Yeah.
Play me.
This one's called...
This is an ominous start.
Needle and Scratch.
I love this.
Josh is going to kick us off on this one.
Oh, yes, this song.
Thank you.
Nice. Letting it sing.
Call that one Needle and Scratch. I think we're going to do one more from this sort of configuration, and then
we'll
switch things up a little more.
A little more.
Sweet. Yeah, we definitely have time for that.
We got time.
I think that last one was a hit. We had some onlookers looking into the station.
Ooh, that's nice.
Let's go. Keep on not studying. That's what we're here for, WB.
We are here to sabotage the... I was about to say the economic system, but that's a Freudian slip.
Also, you're too late for that, my guy.
Dude. You're here to sabotage the education system, is what I meant to say.
Regrettably too late for that, too.
This is the number one time for that. Everyone's in the mood for procrastination right now.
It's a booming market right now.
Just like a little bit far enough away from finals week where you're like, well, maybe I can just go for a couple hours for a walk,
yeah,
you know?
A little.
Hang out a little bit. Listen to the band.
And there's so much sun outside. It
helps the studying process.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Breaks.
It's true.
I already reached you. All right.
It's professional.
I believe we're all in tune. This is a slightly older one. It comes from a 2022 album I put out called Places Have Their Moments. It's called Low to Know.
At the beginning of that one, sorry.
No, that adds to like the chaotic nature of
it's
that
live
song.
It's jazz, really live good. Jazz.
I like that one.
On WRUV Exposure with Ruminations. If you forgot what you were listening to or who, which you probably did.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
You never know.
I have a curiosity for everyone.
Yeah.
Also, especially the drummer. Is it Luke?
It's Luke.
I'm wondering if any of you beatbox, vocal, percussion, and if you do, if you want to give a little demo.
Luke does.
Awesome question.
Really well, he's gonna do a demo for us right now.
I've never done it like professionally, but I do it just like, you know, while I'm making breakfast or something. I'm not very good at it. I could do a little. I have no idea how this sounds on the other end. So
it's great.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait?
No, I'm out of sync already. Not that that song needs to
that
be in sync.
That was impressive.
Anyways,
yeah, that's about the extent of my experience beatboxing.
You got the awesome piano.
Every drummer beatboxes.
Yeah.
And those that say they don't are liars.
I just do it to myself all the time, just like a little.
Yeah, it's fun.
Boots and cats.
It's like
boots
a
and cats.
Dog.
The best one is the that's the most fun to do because it's you get two different drums for the price of one with that one.
That's a dubstep. You can make anything dubstep or not dubstep, like EDM, trance. I have a crazy question. If you had to run a restaurant with your bandmates,
oh my gosh,
what would the restaurant be?
Ramen Nation.
And what would you do?
No question.
What would be your job? Would you be like the hostess, the chef?
I've
business manager.
Front and back of house and didn't like either of them. At the time. But probably I'd prefer back of house.
So this is bringing up some.
Anything but dish pit.
I'd do dish pit. You got that covered for me.
So I will wash the heck out of a dish, but I will also soak myself to the bone every time. So
yeah.
Like,
what's wrong with that?
Burn your hands and yeah.
I've done dish pit. And I didn't. I quit after 2 weeks. I did dish pit, and I quit after 2 weeks. But that's because I had undiagnosed sleep apnea at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't be awake long enough.
Do you think that'll get in the way of you working at Ramen Nations?
Well, I have it. It's diagnosed now.
Yeah, the undiagnosed is really. That's tough when you're washing dishes.
I think Greg has to be the sommelier.
I was going to say bartender.
Awesome. Okay. I hadn't even thought of
fantasy.
Just like always drying a. With like a rag, drying one glass.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
The riffraff who came in here.
I want to like work up my biceps with like margarita shakers.
Yeah,
that's a good
time. Well, see, but I'm doing the percussion. I should be the margarita shaker.
Okay. Ooh. Designated margarita shaker.
So is it sounding more and more like a bar?
Yeah, we're moving away.
There's
going to be rumination.
Yeah, is this like
rumination?
Whoa.
Like
a tropical bar?
Rum libations.
I think it's just rum. Rummy Nation, like everyone's drunk.
You could also play gin rummy. Yeah.
You could have the first, what is it, like the swim up bars on Lake Champlain.
Yeah. It's also pirate themed.
It's only
yes.
open in the yeah. It's only open in the winter.
Yeah, only in the winter. The first skate up bar. Okay.
Honestly, all right.
That might have something.
Patent pending.
We serve hot toddies.
Maybe some 80s arcade games.
Yes.
Ooh.
That'd be sick.
Two more songs.
How many more business ideas do we have time for, Ivy?
Business ideas?
Yeah, do we have time for like maybe
two? We could pop out like at least two more business.
All right, if we were going to do a small plates restaurant.
What two songs do you have in store for us?
That's a great question.
We have like eight songs.
I'd like to do. I'm going to make this complicated for Josh and Ben. We're going to do the title track from the last album,
ooh,
which was Machine Age Exhibition.
Ooh.
And then
like
we'll close out with what will probably be the last number of the next album, which will be called Waiting Out the Weather.
Oh, well, then we're going
to... Oh, we have to switch instruments.
Yes, you're going
to
switch instruments in the
again.
Middle. And maybe so Brendan can like hold a chord,
yep.
And I'll like just let the guitar ring out
while you guys
like throw the instruments to each other with opposite hands and then like throw with the right, catch with the left sort of thing.
Yep.
This is exciting.
This is fun.
This is,
you know, I'm having a great time to all my gracious hosts at WRUV. I'm having a great time this evening.
Let's shout out them. And
Shout out them.
Thanks for coming in, fellas.
We appreciate you having us back.
Friends on the mixer on the ones and twos. DJ
Bruce Williston.
Got Ivy in the mix. DJ Gravy.
What's your DJ name?
I'm DJ Loaf.
Loaf.
Like Sofa Loaf.
Love it.
Loafy.
Loaf it.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
Machine Age Exhibition.
winner. Do it. What's good?
Switching.
I was gonna say, do you know how to play this? Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
I kind of want to hop on an instrument.
You should be one of those. You're playing guitar? Rags.
You should. We got a lot of instruments. I got DJ Gravy on an instrument last time I was here, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that's right. I played one note on the keyboard.
You played the heck out of it. A flat. Don't think I forgot.
A flat. I'm good with
Brendan
an instrument. Thank
Ben,
you for
you
the offer.
Do you guys have any shows you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, plug away.
Kip Ash is playing Ruminations. So we're going to be playing only Ruminations covers.
I would pay to hear that.
I would pay to hear it too. Kip Ash is playing Waking Windows. Last ever, we are playing at 7 o'clock at Four Quarters Brewing this Friday. It's a free show. We're going to be starting off a great night. I hope everyone comes out to see it. That's next one on my radar.
Kip Vash, for those who don't know, because Brendan didn't explain it, is the other band he's in.
Yes, it is the other band I am in. They're cool, just like this band.
And also, they don't kick off Waking Windows because the wet ones do at 5:20.
That's true. We're kicking off
the night at Four Quarters. I just want to make sure people don't miss the other shows before you.
That's
they don't
point.
Think. Anyways, I'm in a band called Peg Tassie and the Loud Flowers, and we're also playing Waking Windows. It's on Saturday in the Monkey House at 5:40, I want to say. I should know that because I'm going to have to be there. But it's 5:40. Anyways, Peg Tassie and the Loud Flowers is the name of that band, and I play the bass in it, not the percussion.
Any other plugging?
Oh, yeah. I'm also in another band called Magnolia. And we're not playing Waking Windows, but we have three shows coming up in June.
Hoo-wee.
The 6th, 7th, and the 14th. The 6th, it's a little pizza party that we're doing with a ecological organization called Common Roots, I think. It's going to be fun. And then we have a show with a band from Boston called Monarchy at Despacito on the 7th of June. And then 14th is Dumpster Jam, a yearly event for a lot of Burlington-based bands. It's going to be fun.
With those, without getting too inside baseball again, I think the Despacito show might end up getting moved. Yeah. But also, since I didn't realize we were doing every show we have coming up, so also Peg Tassie and the Loud Flowers are playing at Charlie O's in Montpelier. That's Friday, July 25th, with Vermont-raised, Austin-based musician Ethan Azarian and kick-ass punk
group. We're only promoting our own internal project.
Yeah.
Other people can fend for themselves. Basically, follow Ruminations, Magnolia, Kit Bash,
Peg Tassie
and the Loud Flowers on all the socials and come see us in person.
But most importantly, Ruminations.
True.
Support live music.
Oh, yeah.
True. So what's the last song?
It's called Waiting Out the Weather.
It's a good one.
It's true.
Awesome work, you guys. Thank you so much for coming in to WRUV Exposure.
It's been a joy.
Really, really appreciate it.
You guys are off. I want to say one thing before we wrap up. I may be dramatic, but I've been doing Exposure for like 4 years, and I'm graduating. This is my last ever Exposure, which is crazy.
Let's go. Exposure's the best.
Every Wednesday after all the stupid stuff at school, and you come back and you're rocking out on the radio station with some awesome local musicians. So I want to thank everybody listening and you guys for coming in. So yay, live love Exposure. Woo. I'm happy wrapping up the semester. Awesome stuff, you guys. Thanks.
Thanks for having us, Ivy.
Thank you for doing a great job on Exposure, Ivy.
And shout out other Ivy also.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
We've been Ruminations.
And we'll continue.
Awesome.
Who have you been on the couch?
I'm DJ Gravy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Boothmaster, take it away. Thank you.